This is Akashwani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Home Minister Amit Shah laid a detailed roadmap to achieve the vision of a drug-free India today. During a meeting organized by the Narcotics Control Bureau, the Home Minister launched the vision document on narcotics control from 2026 to 2029. Earlier, addressing the 10th apex-level meeting of the Narco Coordination Centre, NCOD, in New Delhi, the Home Minister called for a united war against drugs, saying that drug menace threatens national security, social stability, economic interests, and the future of youth and the country. He urged spiritual leaders, youth, and the mothers to come together on a single platform to win this war.
Today, our country stands at a critical juncture in its fight against narcotics. The next 3 years will determine whether drugs prevail over us or we prevail over drugs. My humble appeal to all of you is that for the future of our nation over the next 100 years, this is a battle we must win. Win with the determination and win through our collective efforts.
India, along with 34 nations, signed a US-led initiative to build trusted and resilient supply chains to power artificial intelligence AI technologies at the second Pax Silica Summit in Washington. India joined the initiative in February this year on the sidelines of the AI Impact Summit held in New Delhi. The UP police has arrested 8 people named in the first FIR filed in the Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Tirth Kshetra donation case. The FIR was filed following recommendations made by the special investigation team constituted on the directions of Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath. The case came to light after allegations emerged of theft involving offerings and donations received by the Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Tirth Kshetra Trust. In Venezuela, death toll in 2 powerful earthquakes has risen to 589. Nearly 3,000 people have been injured. Rescuers are searching through rubble in a rush to save lives after earthquakes struck near the capital yesterday. Country's interim president, Delcy Rodriguez, has declared a state of emergency following 2 quakes, 7.2 magnitude and 7.5 magnitude, occurring close to the surface. Meanwhile, 2 Indian Air Force MCC C-17s took off today for Venezuela with urgent assistance to support post-earthquake relief efforts. In a social media post, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said the assistance contains an Indian Army field hospital unit and over 35 tons of relief supplies, medicines and medical equipment, including 2 Bhishma cubes. He stated that India is committed to support the government and people of Venezuela in this difficult time. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has received the special award for exceptional leadership in elevating UK-India relations at the annual UK-India Awards 2026 in London. Sharing the information on social media, Mr. Goyal said the recognition belongs to the many bridge builders across governments, businesses, academia, culture, and the vibrant diaspora who continue to strengthen India-UK ties. US Vice President J.D. Vance has confirmed that the US and Iran have agreed to set up a direct deconfliction channel with military representatives from both countries. The arrangement involves representatives from Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, and the U.S. Army's Central Command, CENTCOM, being stationed in Doha, Qatar. Mr. Vance, in an interview with a British news site, said that Tehran and Washington have agreed to set up a direct channel with Iran's IRGC in order to reduce the risk of further conflict. Meanwhile, the United States and the Gulf Cooperation Council, GCC, today reaffirmed their strategic partnership at a ministerial meeting in Bahrain's Manama, underscoring their commitment to regional security, diplomacy with Iran, stability in Syria and Lebanon, and reconstruction efforts in Gaza. Indian shooters have ended their campaign at the ISSF Junior World Championship in Germany as table toppers with 24 medals, including 7 gold. And that is the end of this news bulletin.